Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Morag Barrett is here. I know. Settle down. I'm excited, too. Morag is a great member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of Sky Team. She's now partnered with LeadStar, and she's the author of at least two books that I know of, The Future-Proof Workplace. And she co-authored that one, and then Cultivate, the Power of Winning Relationships. And she's our good friend, Morag. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. How are you doing?
Doing great. It's good to have you back.
Thank you very much.
We love having you
conversation today
on the show. So I was telling the audience about, I was talking about habits with them, and I have a confession to make. One of my bad habits, in a way, is I love ice cream. But I am trying to lose some weight. So I've had to break not only the ice cream habit, but the carb habit. I've had to break the carb habit. But what I found is that if you find the right alternative, it actually isn't so bad.
And especially
if you have some success losing some weight. It's not so bad, but I still miss ice cream. I miss it. But some of these habits, you have to realize, some of these habits, there are two kinds, right? The good ones and the bad ones. What do you think?
They just are. They're all part of the fabric of life. But we all know the obvious ones, like I need to eat less. I was going to say drink more, but I
less of
drink
certain
less,
things.
Work out more.
My doctor says I can have all the lettuce I want. I can have all the cabbage I want.
My lettuce alone.
There's no potatoes, right?
If you're a rabbit, yeah. But here's the thing: we know about the health side. Eat less, work out more. What we forget when we're running a business are what are the habits that we have in the how we approach business that are also either helping us grow or achieve our goals, but also maybe getting in the way of success.
Right.
So habits aren't just for the gym. Habits are also for every day at our desk and when we're working in and on our business.
Mm-hmm. And this is an example of something I've been trying to help small business owners get to, is don't just have management habits, which we know we have to open the door, we have to check the inventory, we have to follow up on customers. We think of those sometimes as habits, but also to develop CEO habits, and those are a little more difficult. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, those are things like not instead of doing it, it's asking the questions. For me, as my company grew, learning that whilst Morag's way is a pretty good way, because I've got proof, you know, the business had grown, I had to learn to let go and realize it wasn't the only way. So when you start to delegate and your new team members are doing it not quite how you would,
not
taking it back. Oh, no, they have a different version of perfect. But that's what it feels like in the moment. It feels like, it's just quicker and easier if I do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
And just because I can do it doesn't mean that I should do it. So some of the hardest habits to break are letting go of the things that have made us successful as business owners and allowing our team to take responsibility for those tasks or decisions to your point, move on to CEO work.
What you just said is the CEO of track to run on. You have to fire yourself from jobs you don't have to do anymore and promote yourself to jobs that nobody else has to do. And that's a habit. I've done that. Much to the chagrin of some of my team, I think I've been turning stuff loose. what helped me to change that habit, to go from I have to do it to it's okay if other people do it, is I had to quit thinking about perfection. I had to start thinking about excellence. So my people couldn't be perfect like me. They couldn't do it perfect like I did it. But they could do it excellently. And excellence is good enough. What do you think?
I like that. So setting out expectations, setting out standards, and letting the team work out how to do it themselves, that's a great way of doing it. For me, one of the examples was the opportunity cost. What could I be doing? For example, reconciling the monthly credit card statements and making sure we had all of the receipts. It took me years to get around to getting a bookkeeper to help do that side of the business.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed it. There is something, you know, you can just sit there with the music playing and you're checking through it. But I realized that it had grown so much that it was taking a half a day every month. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, well, how could I invest that? So what's the opportunity cost? What is not getting done because I'm doing this? And then that made the investment and what appeared to be the cost of a bookkeeper actually look like very good value, because the work that I could do instead was going to generate revenue well in excess of that new overhead.
Well, that's a good way to break a habit, a management leadership habit, is to say, okay, how much am I worth to this company? You can't say how much you're worth, because then you start thinking about your mom and your dad, what your mom and your dad told you, or your wife or your kids. You can't ask that. You have to say, okay, to my company, never mind all you other guys, but to my company, how much am I worth? And you realize that you're worth probably $1,000 an hour. And the person that could do the job you just did, you can hire them for $25 an hour.
Exactly. And then that gives you space, whether it's to be creative and think about that new product line, whether it's the space to think through and plan a new process that's going to be more effective, or it's the space to make those calls and the follow-up to the clients that bring in the next big opportunity. Mm-hmm. And that's what we all need to be doing.
But what you're talking about, I think, is important, Morag. What you're talking about is important is you're saying couch it in the form of a habit. Are these a habit is like a paradigm, right? A habit is the way you see a certain thing, and it has to be done a certain way, and you have to do it, or how it's getting done. It's like a paradigm. And so you're saying, recognize that this is something that's compelling in you, and find a way to change that, at least change it if it's not being as productive as it needs to be.
Yes. I mean, I was reading an article recently that said 43% of our day we are just executing habits. And think about it. If you ever come home and you sat on the sofa and somebody said to you, well, how was your day? What did you do? And you said, I've got no idea. That is a sign to me that you're not present. That you're on autopilot.
When we come back.
You're doing things without deliberate thought and choice.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how to get other people to break their habits. I won't say that. Quick break. 20 after. Right back with more after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.